The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Henry McGean is here, first and foremost, to talk about disposing of poo. Kieran, why, Henry? What's the issue here?
Kieran, I'm talking about dog poo, and we're going to be talking about dog poo and these disposable bags and these compostable bags. Hmm. And are they actually that compostable, or do they stay there in a landfill and take years for them to basically break down?
Oh, so there's pushback against the dog poo bag.
Yeah, so people are now saying perhaps that the hundreds of tons of dog poo every week that our dogs basically, poo, this is what they do, and they go for walks and they go to parks and stuff like that. And this day and age, we've got to try and tidy up the poo. We need to try and put it into those bags. Mm. But what's the best way of doing it? And right now, the weather is pretty good out there. It's good in Leinster anyway. Wicklow might be a bit different. Wicklow have their own weather going on down there. But in Dublin, it's basically it's dry, it's hot, and our pavements, some pavements out there, kind of get dried, caked in basically dog poo. But we've got better at it. We really, really have.
Oh, when I was younger, you couldn't walk anywhere, Henry, without dragging dog poo behind you.
Yeah, what
remember
was that?
That
about? We didn't have little doggy bags to put the poo in.
No.
The dogs just pooed everywhere and you just sort of accept it.
I remember when the most visceral memory of this for me is the first Friday of every month, we would walk from school down to the local church for mass and the smell of dog poo in the classroom after walking back up would be overpowering because several people would have walked in it.
And it would be probably fresh
and, like
and wet.
Footprints of it. You know, there'd be so much of it.
And then if the dog had chocolate, it could be messy. Oh, my goodness me. But yeah, you know, there's all different types of disposable bags. I mean, you can pay up to €17 for a Project Harmless bag, and they do dissolve in water. Or you could perhaps use a cereal bag. You could try and recycle. But I spent some time with dog owners. And also, I must point this out, there's no such thing as a bad dog. It's clearly the dog owner. I met these dog walkers in Fairview Park in Dublin.
I just actually mind these for my friend.
Are they your friend's dogs?
Yeah, so I mind them for him. But I'd always bring bags with me. And yeah, I think, it's disgusting.
So you don't like to see dog poo around?
No.
And
definitely
you do
not.
See it, don't you, sometimes?
Oh, you do, yeah. Of course you do, yeah.
It's more so on the footpaths.
On the footpaths.
Than in the park. Because you can't see it here in the grass.
And it will dispose.
You can really see it on the footpaths when you walk.
Do you ever stand in it, or are you good at avoiding it?
No, a couple of times, yeah.
Why don't you think why don't they all bring poo bags with them, disposable bags?
They just can't be bothered, I suppose. You know, they can't be. And I suppose another big issue at the time, I suppose it's a little bit better now, but when they were doing the works here, they took all the bins out on the street.
And there was nowhere to
So you could walk for miles.
And now it's finished.
Without seeing a bin. You know, they've put in a few more bins, but I suppose they could put in a few more.
And do you mind minding your friend's dogs?
No.
You like it?
Yeah.
She does 3 days a week, 4 days a week.
4 days you do this. And is there a better way than putting the poo in a bag? Is there a better way of doing it? Maybe some newspaper?
No. Oh, yes. No. Definitely. You need a bag.
You need a bag?
Yeah. No, I know.
And do you worry about the environment? I mean, what's the best thing to do with it? Should we incinerate it? Should we bury it? Should it just dissolve in a bush?
I don't know, to be fair. I mean, a lot of the bags you can get are like those, you know, biodegradable ones, you know.
But then we put that into the main bin. So.
Yeah. Look, I don't know, to be fair. But
one,
I mean,
it
is. But at the same time, it's better than kids walking in it or, you know, especially in the park, you know, this time of year. A lot of children are out playing, you know. If dogs go, you should pick it up.
So that's interesting, Henry. Somebody here has pointed out, you talked about landfill. They say our general waste goes to the incinerator these days,
yes,
Henry.
Yes, it does go to the incinerator.
No more landfill. Do you know who's worse than Hitler? The people who pick up the poo in the bags and then they leave the bag just hanging on a branch or on someone's gate or their fence.
I think they just forget to pick it up.
No, Henry.
They
know what they're
doing.
They pick it up. They go to all the trouble of bringing the bag out with them. They pick up the dog poo.
And that's littering.
They tie it up and then they leave it there for somebody else.
That is horrid. So it's just like a sort of hanging
What they're
bag
saying
of poo.
Is that they're more important than other people. That's what that's the statement of, really. I'm more important than those other people, so they'll pick up the poo.
I would say they got distracted by an Instagram
I would say,
post.
No, they're worse than Hitler. Andrea Gilligan can't get through a show without mentioning dog poo, one of our listeners observes.
Really?
Somebody else says dog poo or Westlife, apparently. Walking dogs wasn't a big thing in the 1970s and 80s. It's only a reasonably recent phenomenon that dog walking has become a status thing.
Well, it definitely left over from COVID. Everybody got a dog.
Yeah, they certainly did. Where have you seen the most poo in a footpath? As somebody who spends an awful lot of time out and about.
Well, believe it or not, it was actually, I saw a huge amount of dog poo in Hollywood.
County Down?
No, the one
Wicklow.
The one in California.
Oh.
Hollywood, LA, around the Kodak Theatre. It might have rebranded and be called something else now. But the amount of dog poo everywhere, because a lot of the stars have chihuahuas and they just poo everywhere.
And they don't pick up after them.
No, just, it was just, I couldn't get over this. It's the same in the States. The sidewalk, it was just, you couldn't see the sidewalk. There was so much poo, unless it was the actual stars themselves who had an upset stomach.
I wouldn't
stomach.
Think so, no.
But yeah, Hollywood was just full of it and it was fresh and perhaps dried, horrific stuff. But yeah, the experts and the scientists are saying, you know, perhaps plastic is better. But anyway, I got to meet Buster. I'm having a chat with Katrina and your dog Buster. Tell us about Buster.
Well, Buster is my first dog. I come from a family of cats and he's a rescue.
Absolutely beautiful thing, a kind of a terrier mix. You're carrying dog bags?
Yes, I am, yeah.
And do you get to use them much?
Oh, I do. I would use them all the time, yeah. I'm even a bit weird. I have a little bottle of water that I squirt afterwards because I have a horror of a child putting a hand in any form of poo.
And that's the thing. Poo does carry germs that can harm children and even blind them.
Yeah. The biodegradable bag is actually not biodegradable because you can't biodegrade it in the way that you're meant to biodegrade it.
And they've got to make it, build factories
to
make them.
Yeah, but also you just put it in the bin, right? So you're not actually putting it on a compost heap at the back of your garden or whatever. So I use a mix. It hasn't fully changed me, but there's free bags around on the poles.
They've got free bags here in Fairview Park?
Well, around, yeah, they do, right up. On turf, yeah, there's kind of a free bag thing that you can use.
Henry, our dog poos mostly in the garden, actually.
Yes.
Tends to do his poo early, so before he's walked. And I just pick it up with a shovel and I chuck it in the hedge.
Yeah, I mean, that's
is that all right?
Well,
I hope it is. I've said it now.
It's not great for the plants. It turns out that the plants can't absorb the nutrients and it can lead to weeds, believe it or not. So, but you should be all right in the hedge. And lots of people do that. They just
Well,
kick
some
it.
People here says they even hang the poo bags on trees. Another listener, one way to get rid of dog poo is just ban domestic dogs. They've no purpose. Only working dogs should be allowed to exist. If somebody needs an emotional support dog, they can get a chihuahua that goes in their handbag and poos in the handbag as well. Ticknock Mountain, another person says, is covered in poo bags. People should have to bring their dog's poo back to their own bin at home rather than using public bins. And I like this one. Council workers and landscapers need to wear visors when hedge cutting because of exploding poo bags in the hedges and the trees.
That is horrific. That's like a nightmare. So the chainsaw hits the poo bag and it explodes
everywhere,
and on that parasites in the eyes. This it affects 9 in 100,000 of us, and most of those are actually children. Toxocarosis. It's a real thing. It can blind you, and that's why they're wearing those visors.
And were you talking to vets about this?
I did actually speak to an expert. I got to speak to vet Fionnuala Fallon from Park Pets Veterinary Clinic, and she says we need more public bins. Also, she talks about dog wardens and a DNA database that they're trialling out. And the idea is they're going to swab the dog so they can actually inspect the specimen, the poo, and go, that was your dog. You let your dog do that poo and they'll face fines. And I think that's really, really interesting. And this roundworm, it's transmissible to us, to humans. So we need to watch that too. Here is Fionnuala, and she's joining us now from Kinnegad, County Westmeath.
I think where we have, you know, dog owners who really want to do the best, they're a popular brand of poo bag to choose. But sadly, they don't actually match up to their green credentials a lot of the time because it does require a certain environment for poo bags to biodegrade. And that would mean they need the right combination of microorganisms and of oxygen. And so that means they're very problematic if they're just flung by some dog owners, which we see all the time, into the undergrowth on walks or in woodland areas, thinking they'll biodegrade. They actually won't. They just land in a very dark environment and they very slowly degrade while releasing methane and very undesirable chemicals. I think really the plastic poo bags, although they aren't biodegradable, the best way to go is to choose recycled ones or to reuse plastic from the home, like carrot bags or cereal bags or plastic that would otherwise be discarded. And some people use paper. And so that's fine if you're at home or if you're on a very, very short walk. But really, realistically, it's the plastic poo bags that are probably going to be put in local bins and they do just end up in landfill. And so what I would say is, you know, the clients or the public are responsible with our civic spaces. We don't want raw poo around being just flicked into the undergrowth. It does interfere with wildlife and it can contain parasites. So hopefully people will do the right thing.
That's what Fionnuala says. Garrett, the landscaper in Galway, says the people that tie the bags onto trees and hedges, I'd like to thank them. As a landscaper, when you go cutting back the hedges later in the autumn, there's nothing better than hitting a bag bomb hidden away that explodes all over you. Makes my day, wow. Says Garrett, slightly tongue-in-cheek, I would suggest. I believe the problem with the poo bag is that people hate to carry the bag. My dog would want to poo a few minutes into the walk and you wouldn't put the poo bag into your pocket. I've seen a great idea in Bray where the council provide free carrier boxes for the poo. You don't mind carrying these. You see that person there? Mm-hmm. They just admitted they're one of them. Worse than Hitler. No. I've had dogs since the 1960s. I let them poo everywhere. It's nature. There's one unrepentant litterer. Can you put dog poo in the septic tank? Good question, actually. Dog poo was left in protest to bins being removed. In the UK, there are bins everywhere. I was at British Bay on Sunday. There was a large pile of full poo bags on the path by the car park, considerably larger on our way back. There are no bins. We bought our two poo bags home. Henry, what about the dog walkers? What are they saying, like that person in British?
Professional dog walkers, you know, it's a thing. And I think that would just be a fantastic job. Why can't some of those listeners just carry the poo bag? I mean, is it that bad just holding on to that poo bag for the walk? But yeah, I just want
to remember if you put it in your pocket. You don't want a few weeks later to put on your coat. Or if it's, say, the tail end of the spring and then you don't wear the coat till the autumn, you don't want to stick your hand in the pocket.
Or if it disposes into the jacket.
Yeah.
That could take a while. But yeah, I got to spend some time with a professional dog walker and these two ladies on a dog walk in the sun.
I think that the eco ones should be more available in every shop. Sometimes, like, we're really stuck. We're running out of the eco ones. And you go into your local Spar or something like that and they only have the plastic ones that are basically like a tiny black sack. I think there should be more, you know, specific bins for dog poo. Sometimes, like, we live in Marino and there's an actual dog poo bin there. So the only thing that's really going in there is dog poo. So it does seem a bit strange to be putting it in your own, like, black bin in your garden and in just general waste bins around, like, parks and stuff.
And you've got two beautiful dogs here. We're out walking. What are they called?
Billy and Nora. They're Maltese crosses. We don't know her age. We adopted her. So she's about between 7 and 9, maybe. She was about 4 or 5 when we adopted her.
And you love dogs and you want to keep the park clean. When you do see dog poo everywhere and sometimes bags hanging from trees, how does it make you feel?
Annoyed, very annoyed.
Yeah.
Just because we don't want to be tarred with the same brush as everybody else. Obviously, there's going to be responsible dog owners and people who are just, they don't care, like.
Yeah, and I think as well, like, for when I see that, I think people might feel inconvenienced by picking up their dog's poo, but it's their responsibility. So I wouldn't want people to look at us and think that we would do that, you know. Irritated.
You're a dog walker.
Yep.
You're walking this beautiful poodle.
Yeah.
For you, do you try and get rid of the poo? Do you kick it into a bush? Do you put it into a piece of newspaper or a bag?
No, so I have a bag. So it's normally like poo bags that they sell. So it's like this. And then I just take the poop and then just throw in the bin. But sometimes it's a little bit difficult to find a bin as well.
Do you like being a dog walker?
Yeah, I like it. It's really nice because I used to do this in my hometown. And I am from Brazil. So in there I used to do as well, so...
How many dogs do you walk?
Now I have 4 dogs.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
And how much do you charge for a walk?
15.
15?
Per hour, yeah.
That's good.
That's good.
So you get some exercise, you get some air.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you love animals.
Yeah, I love animals. It's really nice.
Lots and lots of people still getting in touch, Henry. Some great suggestions. Every dog owner should be made to bring a red fox with them on their walks. Red foxes eat dog poo.
Do they?
Apparently, according to this listener. Train your dog to go off the paths in forests and in sand dunes. You don't need to pick that up. All animals, foxes, rabbits, etc. poo in those spaces. In public space, of course, pick it up. Environmentally friendly, biodegradable bags are best. You end up using 2 to 3 bags each time. As to leaving the bag on a branch, I do that. Oh.
Why?
I take my dog on a 5 kilometre walk. She almost always does her business at the beginning. I hang the bag and pick it up on my way back. However, there's really a problem with the lack of bins. For instance, at Inchidonny Beach, there are no bins, none. That person picks it up, so yes. They're not quite Hitler.
So they forget.
Their gobbles are goring in my kind of spectrum of hate. But they're not quite up there. They're nearly there. But they at least pick it up. Henry McKean, in the meantime, thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.